This is All Things Considered on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Kendra Carr. The coronavirus pandemic means Michigan schools are closed for the rest of the academic year. Many districts are switching to online learning, and it's a big adjustment. It's also a gamble because some families may not be able to access it. IPR's Max Johnston has the story.
Mike Hammer is a math teacher at Benzie Central High School. He's at home chatting with his wife while he grabs some pens and preps his notes for lecture.
Just getting myself ready. My chat today with all my AP Calc kids.
A few minutes later, one of Hammer's students enters class via Google Hangouts.
Hello, Malia. You are the first one today.
Again?
Again.
Wow, who would have thought?
The rest of the students filter in. They're fresh off spring break, but it doesn't sound like they had much fun.
What you been up to?
Nothing. My brother's just driving me crazy.
Who's driving you crazy?
Yeah, my brother's.
Online classrooms like this are the new normal for Michigan schools. Governor Gretchen Whitmer suspended in-person learning for the rest of the school year. That means Mr. Hammer, who's been teaching for over 20 years, has to learn a few things too.
It's kind of like I'm a brand new teacher who just got my first teaching job. It's that same feel. You're just thrown into the fire and you just make it work.
His calculus students still have to take their AP test in a few weeks. So for over 2 hours, Hammer goes over practice problems using his wife's webcam.
So here's my first question. Let's see, who haven't I heard from yet? Casey Barron.
Yeah.
Okay, so Casey.
I'm here.
On what interval is G increasing?
While school districts pivot to online learning, they're worried some families may be left behind. Brandy Reynolds is the technology director for the Traverse Bay Area Intermediate School District. She says up to 25% of families in the state don't have internet access. And she says it's not just a question of affordability. Rural parts of the state don't have the infrastructure to get online.
So then you could say, yes, I have a Verizon hotspot, but if your Verizon hotspot, you only have one bar and you have four family members at home trying to access and work from home currently, that's really difficult to really efficiently get anything accomplished.
Reynolds says the ISD works with local businesses to expand connectivity in schools. But infrastructure to get families connected is outside of their control. The district wants to put mobile hotspots on buses and drive them out to rural areas for those families. But
everything is backordered. So right now we're hearing from Verizon that access to a hotspot through our educational accounts is about 3 months out.
Even when families are connected, online learning is a big adjustment. David Hua is a professor of computer technology at Ball State.
Teaching and the learning that is taking place in the classroom doesn't automatically transition effectively into that online environment.
Hua says most online learning plans are designed to last a few weeks, not forever. Michigan schools have until the end of the month to implement their online curriculums. For families with poor internet access, Benzie Central Schools is offering educational packets, and they've already given out 100 Google Chromebooks. Mr. Hammer will hold his lessons twice a week for the next month.
Hope to see you all on Thursday, because we are going to start looking at a lot of free response questions.
Yippee!
Hey, it's almost done, though.
Hammer says the transition online has gone pretty smoothly, but it's no replacement for the classroom.
Seeing the look on their face, kids like get it, they figured it out, that face-to-face interaction, that's what teaching's about.
For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Max Johnston.